就证明说苏拉密女现在有王的气质了，本来只是牧羊人牧羊女，知道吗？
Before she only tended the flock, but now she actually has a royalty to her.
所以慢慢慢你看她的这个属灵的度量就不一样。
So her spiritual condition is different.
所以这里的形容很特别的形容。
So the description here is very special.
你普通有没有形容一个你介绍你的姊妹的时候，
So when you introduce your wife,
你当然说这是我的太太。
You say this is my wife.
但你有没有介绍说这是我的航空母舰？有人这样讲。
You never say to somebody this is my wife.
你没有说我太太是帝国大厦，能这样讲吗？没有。
Okay. You never said that this is the Empire State Building.
所以圣经里这样用。
The Bible says,
有它属灵的目的的。
There's a reason.
因为现在你慢慢长大了。
Now that you're growing,
耶路撒冷是神所经营所建造的，不是吗？
Isn't the one that Jerusalem was built?
所以现在呢，你要明白你属灵的光景。
You need to understand your spiritual.
所以圣灵有什么很突出的形容的？
So the scripture uses a very special description.
你看一个人属灵是从脚开始看的。
When you see somebody spiritual, you begin with their feet.
传福音、报喜信的人，他的脚中是何等的佳美。
Those who preach the gospel, their feet are very beautiful.
你看他的脚到处跑的。
Because their feet run.
所以一个人王女是不是王女？从脚开始看起的。
You, if somebody's a queen, you have to look and start from her feet.
你知道吗？从前有一句话在中国。
There was a phrase in the scripture before.
他们
不是 in China.
他们说，小群的腿，小群的嘴，真耶稣家庭的腿。小群讲的小群 ，little flock 讲的嘴。
Yeah, when you talk about this little flock, you talk about this
嘴
mouth.
嘴，他们很会讲道。
Oh, because they know how to speak a lot.
你看，只要得着所谓小群帮，个个都会讲道。
Oh, because all those of the small flock can preach.
所以他们的特点就是嘴很会讲。
So they can speak very well.
但真耶稣家庭，他们的腿。
But the true ones in the Lord's house are by their legs.
他们到处走的。
Because they walk.
他们跑得很远的。
Because they walk a lot.
我这一次到山东的时候。
When I went to 山东。
我还到他们最早最早那个耶稣家庭的地方。
So I saw the church.
我真的很受感动，真的很受感动啊。
I was really touched.
你去看他们那个春节的时候，他们很多的春联都是福音的春联呢。都是上面都是圣经节，都是福音节。
Because if you look at all the curtains or the all of them are like verses.
那个整村的人都是基督徒。
All the village is all Christian.
现在已经不是耶稣家庭了。
It's no longer the family of Jesus.
因为这个耶稣家庭就是有一班弟兄姊妹在山东开始。
Because this family of Jesus started in 山东。
他们凡物公用。
They all share
everything. 然后福音送出去。
And then they spread the gospel.
所以他们的特点就是他们的腿。
And their specialty is their legs.
所以当他们当王称赞，当所罗门称赞苏拉密的时候，
so、when the,
其实不是说王，就世界上的人。
When the people of this world look at,
因为那些人世界要观看苏拉密女嘛。
Because they wanted to see the Shulamite.
他说：“你回来，让我们来看你。
”So return, we want to see you.
你我属灵到一个地步，这世界，你回来，你等一等，我们要看你。
You are so spiritual that the world says, return, we want.
那对世界来讲，当然第一个看到你的鞋嘛，看到你的脚。
So the first thing they see is your feet.
因为传福音报喜信的是何等的佳美。
Therefore, the footsteps of those who preach the gospel are beautiful.
所以这圣经里面的话很清楚的。
This is the word in the scripture.
然后呢，从鞋。从脚到腿到眼睛最后到头，对不对？
So you start from the foot to the leg all the way to the head.
从下面到上面。
From bottom to top.
所以很有意思啊。
Very interesting.
那么好，那你看呢、啊、这里讲的麦子。
And here you see of the wheat.
这里要记得一个麦子，这跟地理有关系的。
This has to do with the geography.
然后呢讲的第四节。
In verse 4.
你的镜像如象牙台，你的眼目如西士本。巴特拉并门旁的水池。
Your neck is like an ivory tower. Your eyes are like the pools of Heshbon.
那西士本在这里，对吧？这是西士本。
Here's Heshbon.
大马色在这里。
Damascus is over there.
你看见吗？这个都跟王的大道有关系，是因为她是王女嘛。
And because she's a queen, you can see the king's highway.
这个代表整个的她走过的道路，走过的痕迹嘛。
You see that these are all the footsteps.
所以讲到她的。镜眼目讲的西士本，
When we talk about the eyes, it's like the pools in Heshbon.
那讲到敬慕敬的时候呢
？When you talk about the neck，
他讲的黎巴嫩塔，黎巴嫩塔就是黑门山那一带的高塔。
Or when you talk about the nose, it's like the Tower of Lebanon.
Looking at Damascus， 就是向着大马色。
Looking at Damascus，
所以现在给你看见的身量都是高大的身量。
So you see, it's the it's a huge measure.
所以这个就不是这个你不能用普通的去想象它。
You can't just think of it normally.
好，那么讲到这一段。
If you look at this section,
然后呢，告诉你头在哪里？头在加密山。
Where is the head? The head is in Mount Carmel.
所以意思是说，脚在这边，头在这边。
The feet on this side, head on this side.
所以这里的村庄一定是这一带的村庄，就这一带。
So this is the section.
所以这个就是耶斯列平原。
So this is the plain of Jezreel.
那耶斯列平原到处都是麦子，你去看到，你今天只要走过，到处都是麦子。
And if you go to the plain of Jezreel, you'll see all sorts of wheat.
而且到处都是村庄，到处都是村庄 ，villages.
It's all full of villages.
而且呢，这个，而且呢，你看到处都是花园。
And then you'll see gardens.
你知道耶斯列平原其实就是哈比吉顿战场吗？
You know that the plain of Jezreel is Armageddon.
这一边是 Megiddo， 叫米基多。这一边叫巴山 Beth Shean。
Then we have Beth Shean here.
所以你看你们这就整个的耶斯列平原。
And this is the plain of Jezreel.
这个又叫做神的谷仓。
The granary of God.
因为不打仗的时候是通通是丰收。
Because when there is no war, there's all harvest.
他们刚好就在那个水平面上。
And they are on the surface.
那基甸的时候为什么他们来呢？就是因为到处都是丰收，他们一来他们还没吃到就通通抢走了。
And that's when why did Gideon come over? Because before they harvested, it was all stolen.
那么在所罗门那个时候
，during Solomon's time,
因为所罗门的王啊，一直什么，他一直到了幼发拉底。
Because Solomon was all the way to the Euphrates.
所以在旷野中间有一个城。
In the wilderness, there was a city.
那就是所罗门那个时候的城。
And that was the city of Solomon.
所以你想想看，从这里到这里，很自然的整个。可以说通通是花园。
So throughout this whole area is full of gardens.
所以他说我们在村庄住宿。
So he said that we are
在 village.
We are in the villages.
所以在这里住过夜。
Yeah, we are living in the village.
所以就表示说，不管在很多地方都有他的行宫的。
Yes, those are his summer palaces.
就所以他有，所以这个就应该是第四座。所以你可以看到有加密山，有这些地方。
So you'll see Mount Carmel and all these other places.
圣经里面讲的田，讲的我们的工作。
When we speak of the fields in the Bible, it speaks of our work.
一个人属灵，他不光生命丰富就
好。When one is spiritual, it's just not a life full of spirit.
他的侍奉
，but his service
会把他带到田间去。
Will bring us to the fields.
然后你发现，你不止与主亲近的时候，你把爱情献给主。
But when you are, and then when you are close to the Lord, then you can give your love something.
不光你与主亲近的时候。
But not only when you're close.
不光在 personal devotion 的时候。
But not even when you're only personal devotion.
当你工作的时候。
But when you work.
你能够说主啊，我在那里把我的爱情献给你。
I can give you my love song during that time.
所以那个时候主就能享受我们新鲜的和成就的所有的果子。
Then the Lord can see all of our fruits at that time.
所以你就看见说这个。就是雅歌里面这些的背景。
And that is the background in the song set.
那最后我提到这个巴利哈门。
Now let me mention Bel Hamon.
那巴利哈门呢，实在说来是有两个可能地方。
So Bel Hamon is actually possibly two different locations.
一个就是靠近多丹的地方。
One is close to Dothan.
另外一个靠近黑门，是在黑门山下。
The other one at the foot of Mount.
所以你想想看，如果所罗门的园子是在这里。
If Solomon's garden is here,
然后良人串山越岭到了耶路撒冷，听啊，是我良人的声音，看到他串山越岭而来。
Behold the voice of my beloved. Behold, he comes leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills.
那个时候所罗，那个是苏拉米在耶路撒冷。
Here the Shulamite woman was in Jerusalem.
她有那么多的经历以后，她却舍不得离开了。
She had so many experiences she didn't want to leave.
所以她和所罗门中间隔了一道墙。
So there was a wall between them.
你看见吗？现在所罗门在墙外，他在墙内。
Solomon was at the wall, outside the wall, she was inside.
现在他要呼召他。
She now calls her.
但他怎么说呢？
What does she say?
看哪、啊，他是串山越岭而来。
Leaping upon the mountains.
所以那个地方，他过来的地方都是山，都是岭。
And it's full of mountains, full of hills.
想想看，如果他是不管他是巴黎哈门也好，不管在黑门山下也好。
Whether at Bel Hamon here or near the Mount Hermon.
如果他穿山越岭要来到所罗门，来到耶路撒冷的话。
If he's leaping upon mountains, skipping upon hills.
那些山那个岭一定是指着撒玛利亚山说山脉。
Those mountains and hills must speak to Samaria.
然后他说，我的美人与我同去。
And it says, my beloved goes with me.
如果同去的话。那弟兄姊妹很自自然然他是往这个方向去的。
So if they go with me, then naturally it's this direction.
所以第一座花园多半就是在整就是在就在这个就是在撒玛利亚。
So the first garden is probably around Samaria.
然后他就看见有鸽子在磐石穴里面。
And then you see the dove in the cleft of the rock.
如果他再走就走到我们附近的话。
And if you come closer to near here, to the
所以那里有 valley 有一个山谷就叫做鸽子谷。
And then you'll see the valley, which is called the valley of the.
那主耶稣从从哪里？从什么地方？从拿撒勒到加百农就是经过那条路，就是从那。
So Jesus, when he went from Nazareth to Capernaum, he went through that way.
所罗门那个时候都是鸽子住在里面。
And during that time, the doves lived there.
那到了主耶稣的时候呢
？In the time of Jesus,
很多人像奋锐党的西门一样，是恐怖分子住在这个洞里面。
Many of those zealots or even terrorists live in those areas.
所以主耶稣那个时候是这样的情形。
That is the situation of the time.
所以你就可以想象得到这个你就可以想象说这个他们怎么样，你很自然的你就会知道说他是往这个方向来。
So naturally you can see that they walk in this direction.
那么最后呢，这里讲的比特山。
And then here we saw Mount Ethus.
有人说比特山呢？不是这个是分离的意思。
Some people say that Bether means division.
所以可能不是这一座山。
And they say maybe it's not this.
所以我们不知道这个比特山在哪里。
We don't know where Mount Bether is.
但如果根据后来的犹太的历史的话
，If you look at the history, Jewish history,
他们认为比特呢有一个地方可以找到，叫 Bether， 叫这个地方，这个地方。
They think that Mount Bether is near Bether.
那是靠近耶路撒冷。附近，但是不是北边，它南边一点。
It's on the southern part of Jerusalem.
但是不管怎么样，都在这个附近。
But it is in this area.
都是穿山越岭。
It is all through leaping and skipping.
然后他们分手的地方呢，是在比特山。
And when they separated, it was at Mount Bether.
所以你看，所罗门跟苏拉米好像捉迷藏一样。
And it's the Shulamite and Solomon as they're playing hide and seek.
一下子所罗门出现了。
Suddenly Solomon comes.
等一等，所罗门又不见了。
Then Solomon disappears.
你知道吗？属灵的经历就是这样。
Spiritual experience is like that.
有的时候你觉得主真有同在。
Sometimes you feel the presence of.
有的人好几天你觉得好像读圣经一点味道也没有。
But then sometimes you read the Bible and there's no flavor.
感谢主。你看这个经历就是雅各书的经历。
This experience is shown in Song of Songs.
所以大概弟兄姊妹讲到整个的地理的背景的时候。
So when we talk about the background of geography.
你知道说这都一个实实在在的地方。
This is an actual place.
你在地图上能够指到指得出来。
You can point it out in the map.
那么最稀奇的。
But most amazing.
这些地方。
All these places.
大概就是主耶稣在地上的时候他走过的地方。
These are places that possibly the Lord has himself walked.
圣经很少告诉我们说主耶稣到了耶路撒冷以南，很少。
Very few times does the Bible say, well, he went to the southern part of Jerusalem.
所有的故事都是往北走的。
All the stories are the northern part.
唯一的例外是埃及。
The only exception is Egypt.
他小的时候跟父母。
When he was young, he went to the with his parents. 但
他脚中所走过的地方。
But the footsteps that he walked.
应该就是雅各所走的地方。
Is the same as what's mentioned in Song of Songs.
如果主耶稣是更大的所罗门。
If the Jesus is the greater Solomon.
那所罗门走过的地方。
Wherever Solomon.
所罗门所有园子的地方。
All the gardens of Solomon.
不是应该比那位更大的所罗门走过的。
Shouldn't it be the same place that the one who is greater than Solomon walked?
你现在我们讲，基督是所罗门的预表。
So if we talk about Christ,
当然一句话可以解决的。
One word can be said.
你问 Oregon,
you ask Oregon.
他说你这样读就可以了。
You just have to read it this way.
但是如果你有这个背景的话
，But if you have a background,
你看多稀奇。
Isn't it amazing?
所罗门的脚踪
，What's the song?
在雅各书里面
，In the Song of Songs.
就是我们的主的脚踪，所以我们的主当然预表所罗门。
So of course our Lord typifies Solomon.
但除了预表之外
，But not only that type.
还有四座园子。
Four other gardens.
主说你要住在我的里面。
The Lord said, "Abide in me."
这样我们就蒙恩就长大了。
And then we'll be in grace and grow.
所以这样雅歌是对我们来讲就解开了。
So the Song of Songs then opens up to us.
所以这些背景是很重要的。
So the background is very important.
好，我想我们今天呢就说到这里。
So this is all we have to say.
我们低头一个简单祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们实在感谢你，因为你的话语何等的丰富。我们承认我们是贫穷，我们承认我们是瞎眼，我们读半天就是读不懂。我们需要你光照我们。当我们把你话语的事实找出来的时候，我们看见你是何等的一位神。你的确是说话的主。主啊，我们感谢你。我们不过是开始。我们求你还剩下的几堂继续与我们同在。今天下午你祝福我们，祝福许多弟兄们的脚中，晚上你再聚集我们，让我们再听你的话语，听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
Amen.